17-year-old Brett Bouchard sits in his hospital room with a view of the Charles River out his window.
Very big Boston supporter after the whole incident.
It's been 3 weeks since Bouchard severed his arm while cleaning an industrial pasta maker at the restaurant where he worked in upstate New York. The arm was cut midway between the elbow and wrist.
Every day I'm feeling a little better, getting there. I'm gonna get through this though.
After the accident, Bouchard, who had the foresight to tie a tourniquet around his upper arm, was flown to Mass General Hospital in Boston, where doctors started the process of saving his arm. Plastic reconstruction surgeon Curtis Citrullo recalls weighing the benefits and the risks of the procedure.
Do we put this kid's life at risk to save his dominant right hand? At the same time, he's a young 17-year-old kid, and we think that we have the tools to do it successfully and safely, and that's why we elected to proceed.
During a complex 10-hour operation, doctors were able to reattach his arm. Surgeon Kyle Eberlin says that a team of surgeons used vein grafts from his legs, which they connected with stitches under a microscope to reestablish blood flow to the hand.
It's essentially a bypass procedure like people get for their legs if they have vascular surgery, or for their heart if they have cardiac surgery. So it's a similar procedure for the vessels in the arm.
Over the next few weeks, Bouchard needed two more operations to reconstruct the nerves in his arms and to transplant tissue to cover the wound. His doctors say these aren't new techniques, but they are rarely done together. Bouchard can't feel anything in his hand yet, but his doctors say they are hopeful that after one or two more surgeries, he will.
Well, we hope he's going to have a nice, supple, sensate hand, and we'll be able, depending on how functional muscle we can get, a good excursion of his tendons, we think he's going to do pretty well.
That sounds good to Bouchard, who loves to hunt, fish, and spend time outdoors. He says this experience has changed his life.
It's definitely given me a different outlook on life, definitely making me appreciate things a lot more.
Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.